I guess the theme lately has been timely hits, and you continue that way tonight.
Yeah, no question. I think, I really give Willingham a lot of credit. I mean, they jumped on him early, got two runs, Shepherd and Shunt hit the ball pretty hard off of him, but that was all they got. You know, he didn't get rattled. He kind of just kept his poise, kept making pitches, and gave us a chance to kind of stay in it. I thought their starter was outstanding. Big hit of the game, obviously. They brought the lefty in on Waddell, and so that gave us a big boost, but then we just continued to get hits after that. So it's definitely, much needed, and it was great to get some cushion there in the fifth inning.
I guess it was especially encouraging, after suffering the tough loss up in Louisville, to see the team bounce. And this isn't the first time they've done that this year.
No, we've had some tough losses, but I kind of felt, I think our team felt very confident, very good about what happened in Louisville, even though we'd like to have that last game. But having an opponent like Georgia sitting here on Tuesday, it really didn't give you much time to think about what happened up there on Sunday. So you kind of put all your focus on trying to play well here tonight, and I thought we did.
What was your level of concern with Willingham in the first?
He making better pitches. Right. And for him, he's got a good fastball, but he's got to use all his pitches. But I thought he really did a better job of commanding his changeup, commanding his breaking ball, and then kind of using his fastball when he needed to. But I thought he just did a really good job of keeping their guys off balance.
You look at Jake Lee, the last two times out, throwing strikes, getting ahead in the count, and really coming through for you.
He's done a real nice job. You know, we brought him in there just to try to get us a couple outs, and he got both guys he came in to get. So, yeah, it's great to see, and he's done a nice job.
Maybe it's just one of those things, but the Will Heights, Nick and Austin have both hit extremely well in midweek games, and again, Austin kind of jump-started the rally tonight.
You know, I heard James Ramsey say this, so their starter kind of dominated on us, quite honestly. But you look, so they pulled him out in the fifth, already had thrown 94 pitches. So I think, Colin had an at-bat where he ended up striking out, but it was probably a 7-8 pitch at-bat. Serrato, same thing. Austin Wilhite, Nick Wilhite down at the bottom. Those guys had some extended at-bats where maybe they didn't get a hit, but it gets that pitch count up where if we can get him out, which we did, now we got a chance to do some damage against their bullpen a little bit. So that was kind of the strategy going in. I mean, we knew Elliott. I mean, he's got a good arm. He's throwing 94, 95 for a midweek starter. I mean, that's really good. So, I think some at-bats that didn't result in hits were key at-bats just because it drove his pitch count up.
You made some changes with the 5, 6, 7 guys in the order tonight. You know, what went into that thinking?
Just putting somebody behind English, like Radcliffe, that's dangerous. And you saw it again tonight. I mean, he hits one out the left center and, almost hit another one out the right. I mean, he is a presence in the box, and you're going to have to make pitches or he's got a chance to hurt you. So I kind of switched McCann and English earlier to try to make English protect McCann so they just can't walk him. And then I kind of had the same thought with Barron, just change him and Oscar out. And it's a little more, it's right, left, left, and then right. So just felt like, it was kind of the right thing to do right now.
How did you feel about Waddell's at bat? First of all, it's to be lefty-lefty, but how did you?
I think it was a great at bat, I think the count was it a 3-1 count? I know he was kind of ahead in the count, so he got himself in a position where he was expecting a fastball. I didn't really expect him to hit a home run, but someone said it was 98 miles per hour exit velo, 415 feet. So
yeah,
it was kind of a no doubter as soon as he hit it.
How would you compare Barron's strength to Kyle's? It seemed like on that one particular pitch, all he did was extend his arms.
They're both really strong, but I would just tell you, just watching BP, the ball comes off Barron Ratcliffe's bat differently than anybody on our team when he squares it up. And probably the only guy we've had here in the near era that the ball came off his bat like that was Daniel Palka. I mean, if you watch Palka take BP, a ball just jumps off his bat. Barron's very similar.
What happens to this lineup if you start to see a little bit more consistency from Barron? I mean, you got a pretty solid 1 through 5 or 6 there.
That gives me great dreams at night about what might happen. But, you know, I'm happy for Barron. I mean, he had a rough year last year. But to his credit, he went out and played this summer and got a lot of at-bats, came back here better. But I think more importantly, I think he's gained confidence, but I think that James Ramsey's helped him a lot just with his mind, his approach. And I think the two of them have kind of gelled, and, you know, it's been good to see.
Tonight's only a one-game sample, obviously, with Georgia, but just another top-10 team that you've played really well. That's what I told my team.
I mean, we've played 4 straight in, 5 days against top-10 teams, and we're 3-1. And so we feel like we can play with anybody that we're going to step up against. And UCLA has been in here. They're ranked number 1 right now. And we wish we'd have won that series. We didn't. But I felt like we played kind of toe-to-toe with them. So, you know, I think the more games like this we play in, the more confident that we'll get. You know, and so it's a different week. It's a great way to start the week against your arch rival and beating a top-10 team. Now we got to get ready and play Notre Dame.
It seems like so many games against Georgia the past couple of years were a bad bounce or a seeing eye hit for them. And I'm curious what it was like to feel that fifth when you broke through in such a big way, you know, to get.
Oh, it was a great feeling. I mean, to get 6 runs the way we did and then to come right back and get 4 more. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, there's nothing better, you know, to see that happen, honestly.
Can you tell me something about Luke and just kind of what kind of kid he is?
Great kid, hard worker. Felt like when we recruited him that he'd be a really good player. Came in here and Austin Wilhite had kind of solidified the shortstop job. But this fall, we kind of switched him back and forth, and I felt like Luke was really good at shortstop as well, but just to kind of keep things the same, we decided to start the year with Austin there and Luke at second. And Austin played really well, but it was just a case that, you know, I kind of think maybe our team could be better if they switched positions. And I think Luke has played really well shortstop. Austin has played good at second. And I just like the way it looks right now.
You know what is competitive? It's just, I mean, you're up 10-2, and you can easily let up on the ground, on the ball play at first base, and he never stopped running. He was just gunning it the whole way.
No, he's going to play hard. You know, I mean, he was, his senior year in Cincinnati, I mean, he was 1 of 3 people up for the Athlete of the Year in Cincinnati. Even though he's small in stature, he was a heck of a running back in Cincinnati. So you see a guy that size and, you know, he's rushing for a lot of yards. It just kind of tells you how competitive he is.
What can we expect from Notre Dame? They've played some good ball so far this year.
I just told the team in there they went to Clemson and won that series. Florida State won the series in Game 3 up there last weekend on a throwing error by the shortstop. That's how they won. So they've played everybody tough, and I fully expect them to come in here and be ready to play us tough. So there's no letting off the gas in our league. Everybody's good. Everybody's capable of beating everybody. And so we need to continue to grow and play well.
Anything else, guys?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.